Do you have a Fitbit to monitor your physical activity? Well, how would you feel about a Fitbit for your job-related activity? That's how the company Humanize described it when we spoke about a year ago. We'll link you at herenow.org. It is a new employee ID badge. It's equipped with microphones and sensors to tell how much time you spend at your desk, whether you talk during meetings, everything but bathroom breaks, and then all that information is sent to your boss. So how is this all going a year on? Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. And Maggie, remind listeners what this badge will and won't do. For instance, it doesn't record the content of what you say, just the tone and when you talk.
Right, which is, I'm sure, causing a sigh of relief for everyone thinking my boss can hear everything I say about them. But yes, it's sort of like your ID pass on steroids. It has sensors that record where you go, but only within the building, motion detectors that sense how much you're actually moving, your physical activity, and tiny microphones that record how much you're speaking and who you are speaking to, not exactly what you were saying. And it provides all of this in real-time analysis. So it's wearable technology for the corporate world. But Robin, I think everyone's first reaction is it raises a lot of questions about surveillance, and it can sound a little creepy.
Right. Well, we spoke, as we said, with the company a year ago. People, our listeners, were just livid. We can't have that. You spoke this morning with Humanize CEO Ben Wahber, and he's now calling for more regulation to make sure the device is used properly. Let's listen to a little.
If you use it to spy on people, any benefit you get would be dwarfed by the negative reaction that people will legitimately have. And so we do need government to step up and start leading the charge on that as well.
So just a little bit more, Maggie. What's he talking about there?
Yeah, listen, they completely acknowledge, as, by the way, do many tech CEOs that I talked to that said, listen, we're making all these advances with technology, but the regulation is woefully behind where we are. There needs to be protection in place for consumers, for people, when it comes to privacy, when it comes to surveillance, because all of this can be misused. But they don't want to get lost in the conversation, the fact that they do believe that it has benefits. That's why they created it. Mm-hmm. And they really believe that these devices can help companies make better decisions about how to improve your workplace. And he gave us a great example about how companies view coworkers eating lunch together. They said, listen, they think of it as a distraction and a cost until we got data back that showed that it was one of the key elements that was actually increasing performance. And that made the company think very differently about, did they want to provide lunch for their coworkers and encourage people to get up off your desk and eat together? So these are the kind of things that this technology can do. It's the positive case story behind it. You just have to make sure you have the protections in place.
Right. And a lot of companies want to know, how come one division's doing better than another? And they might find people.
And they don't know. Yeah. And they don't know why.
Right. And what about employees? Is there anything they can use from this data?
Yeah, well, I said, I get why companies want this, but what about the individual? Are you going to be penalized because you're somebody who worries and your blood pressure goes up in stressful times and they sense that, or that you're somebody who's shy and isn't that talkative? And he acknowledged that, listen, this is meant to improve. And I think a lot of people think they're doing something, but maybe the reality is different. And I'm going to compare it to that silly feature that people dismissed on the Apple Watch, which tells you to stand up. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out people sit more than they thought. And so if you think you're very social, but then the data tells you you actually spent 2 hours responding to emails and not talking, that may change your perception. Or you skip lunch because you think that shows you're a hard worker, but when in reality, that lunch period is an important networking time. So I think individuals can find a way to use this, again, if the protections are in place.
Maggie Lake of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thank you.